A critical shortage of volunteers, EMS workers, and mutual aid is literally costing lives, especially in Maine's rural areas. Rick Petrie, COO with Northeast Mobile Health, tells Star 97.7 in the recent past a 911 call came in for a critically ill patient. The first ambulance called was unable to field a crew, as was a second mutual aid ambulance. In all, it took 53 minutes to reach the patient, who unfortunately did not survive.
A variation on that theme is happening on a regular basis in Maine EMS in the state of Maine right now because there are delays. Services are having to call mutual aid more often than they did in the past. And services that have typically provided mutual aid are putting the word out to their communities that they're no longer going to be able to do that.
Petrie serves on a new Blue Ribbon Commission tasked with reviewing issues in Maine's EMS system and developing recommendations to address them. EMS agencies are in critical condition nationwide. Rick Petrie, Special Projects Advisor to Atlantic Partners EMS, tells Star 97.7 people are literally dying because ambulance services are unable to staff their runs. COVID and the fact that mutual aid responders often have to travel great distances, especially in rural areas, only serve to complicate an already frightening situation.
It's scary from the public's perspective, and is tremendously stressful and frustrating and anxiety-producing for the EMS providers. Teams who on a daily basis are trying to figure out how to get people into ambulances and get them so they respond. And so you have a high level of stress for the EMS providers, the responders, as well as being frightening for the public.
Petrie says dispatchers, too, often have to spend long, stressful minutes keeping 911 callers calm while an ambulance is located that can serve patients. A new Blue Ribbon Commission was appointed by the legislature and is working to address the issues. There's a nationwide shortage of EMS workers that is literally costing lives. In Maine, it's a perfect storm of a dramatic drop in volunteers, COVID, the state's often remote geography, and a critical lack of funding for EMS services. Rick Petrie sits on a new commission formed by legislation passed earlier this year to address these issues.
We need help, and we have EMS providers that are routinely working 80 to 120 hours a week just to try to keep coverage. And that makes everybody nervous. Nobody should work that much in a job like this. It's very draining.
The committee hopes to have a report back to lawmakers in December. In the meantime, Maine State EMS Bureau is developing a complementary plan to address the issues. Chances are you don't realize the life-threatening condition of the state's EMS and ambulance services. That is, until you need those services. Rick Petrie serves on a newly legislated Blue Ribbon Commission tasked with addressing funding, workforce development, and the overall structure of the system as laid out in the law, issues out of the control of the state EMS board. The commission's report is due to lawmakers in December.
The critical piece about this is this cannot just be a report that regurgitates what we're hearing about what the problems are. This has to be a report about the problems that we're hearing about with a plan of action. Because right now, we are literally teetering on the edge. We're holding the system together with duct tape and Band-Aid.